Hello, and welcome to the third in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the structure and function of the respiratory system of the honeybee. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added to it using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. As with most animals, honeybees require a supply of oxygen to their cells in order to break down food molecules such as glucose to release energy for active processes. During these reactions, carbon dioxide is produced as a waste product and must be expelled. It is the function of the respiratory system to provide the oxygen and remove the carbon dioxide from the body of the honeybee. The outer openings of the respiratory system are called spiracles, and there are 10 pairs of these along the body. Each segment, from T2 to A8, has a pair of spiracles, T and A here referring to thorax and abdomen respectively. Each spiracle, except for T3, which is located under the wings, possesses a valve, which, via muscular activity, can open and close to regulate airflow. However, the spiracle on T2 cannot close properly, which is why the acarine mite can gain easy access to this part of the system. As a note, the largest spiracle is A1. Each spiracle leads into the trachea, a tube with spiral thickenings of cuticle called tenidia. These support the trachea, preventing it from collapsing. This part of the respiratory system is synonymous with the outer cuticle and is shed during molts. The trachea open out into air sacs which lack tenidia. These can be squeezed and expanded to exchange the air with the outside and act as bellows. Their size varies along the body of the bee, with the largest air sacs being found in the A2 segment. The air sacs connect to each other by commissures, connecting tubes that link across the segment called transverse commissures and between segments called longitudinal commissures. These form a connected network of pipes. Although there are no spiracles in the head, three pairs of air sacs are present and connect to those in the thorax, ensuring an efficient airflow to this part of the bee. The air sacs and commissures branch into smaller and smaller tubes called tracheoles, which are thin and delicate. They can get as small as 0.1 micrometres in diameter, that is 1/10,000th of a millimetre. The tracheoles are open-ended and open into the hemolymph very close to cells. Because of this, the end of each tracheole contains a small amount of hemolymph, the volume changing as the requirement of the cells change. The oxygen in the tracheole diffuses into the hemolymph and then into the cells. Diffusion is the movement of a substance from a high concentration to a low concentration, i.e. from where there's a lot of it to where there isn't a lot of it. As cells become more active, they require more oxygen, and so they use the oxygen up faster, and so diffusion occurs faster. Less hemolymph is found in the tracheoles when the cells are very active. This presumably facilitates faster diffusion of oxygen from the tracheoles into the cells. Conversely, waste carbon dioxide also diffuses out of the cells and into the hemolymph, eventually moving into the tracheoles and out of the bee. When the bee is flying, it can establish a one-way flow of air around the thoracic tubes. Air is drawn into the trachea at T2 and flows out of the thorax at A1. Valves and muscles around the spiracles control this flow. This makes the exchange of gases more efficient. When the bee is not at flight and resting, airflow can go in or out of each spiracle. To also aid in energy supply for flying, the indirect flight muscles contain a chemical pigment called cytochrome. This acts as a reservoir for oxygen, as it can pick up oxygen and store it until it is required by the cell. This gives the muscles a pink colour. The network of tracheoles and air sacs in the bee can be squeezed and expanded using muscles in the abdomen. If you have seen a bee returning to the hive and stood pumping its abdomen, it is probably exchanging oxygen and carbon dioxide with the air. Basically, it's out of puff. When the abdominal tergite and sternite compressor muscles contract, the tergite and sternite plates, which are the top and bottom plates of the abdomen, are pulled towards each other, effectively making the abdomen flatter. This squeezes the air sacs, forcing air out of the spiracles. When the dilator muscles contract, the tergite and sternite plates move away from each other. The pressure decreases on the air sacs and air is drawn into them via the spiracles. In essence, this is very similar to how we breathe. I hope that this has increased your knowledge of the structure and function of the respiratory system of the honeybee, and I hope to see you again for the next episode.